Children, do you know where the children of Israel worshiped the Lord? What was their church like? Do you remember? It was a beautiful tent called the tabernacle. In those days, the children of Israel themselves all lived in tents, and so the Lord taught them how to build a beautiful tent for Him, too. The tent called the tabernacle was about as long as from the windows of our church almost to the back of the pews back there, and it was about as wide as from here over to here, and it was a little bit taller than the ceiling of our church. That's how big it was. And it had walls that were made of wood, and they were covered with gold, beautiful gold. And then there were curtains or cloths that went over the top and down the sides, and that's what made the roof of the tent. So that's what their tabernacle looked like. Now, there were no windows in the tabernacle, so how did they have light in there? This is what the Lord told them, taught them how to build, and they built it. It says, and He made the lampstand, a lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand solid, its shaft and its reed, its cups, and its pomegranate knobs, and its blossoms were coming from it. And six reeds were going out of its sides, three reeds of the lampstand out of its one side, and three reeds of the lampstand out of its other side. Three almond-shaped cups in one reed, a pomegranate knob, and a blossom. And three almond-shaped cups in one reed, a pomegranate and a blossom. So it was for the six reeds going out of the lampstand. And in the lampstand, four almond-shaped cups, her pomegranate knobs, and her blossoms. And a pomegranate knob under two reeds out of it, and a knob under two reeds out of it, and a knob under two reeds out of it, for the six reeds going out of it. Their pomegranate knobs and their reeds were from it. The all of it was one solid thing of pure gold. And He made its lamps, seven, and its tongs and its snuff dishes of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold He made it, and all its vessels. And Yehovah spoke to Moses, saying, command the sons of Israel that they bring to thee pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to cause the flame of the lamp to go up continually. Outside the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, Aaron shall arrange it from the evening to the morning before Yehovah continually. It shall be an eternal statute in your generations. He shall arrange the lamps upon the pure gold lampstand before Yehovah continually. So here is a picture of the beautiful golden lampstand that the Lord told them how to make. It was tall. It was almost as tall as a man standing up. You can see it has a center shaft like this, and then it has three reeds coming out of each side. And what's at the top? What's at the top? Do you know? What was it for? Yes? Almost like candles. Yes, they were lamps like this. See, this is a lamp. It held lamps like this at the top. And that's what gave them light inside the tabernacle. And did you hear what kind of decorations it has? Yes? Gold, yes. And what did they look like? What plants, like bright red fruit, have you ever seen it? Yeah? Pomegranates. They had pomegranates and also a kind of nut. You might like them, yes? Almonds, that's right, very good, and also blossoms. So it was beautifully decorated too. Now we can think about what might be like a lampstand in our minds. What might give us light in our minds so that we know what to do and what not to do? What is right and what is wrong? And what is the way to live so that we can go to heaven? What is like that in our minds? Do you know? What teaches us the way to live? The Lord does, that's right. And He teaches it to us in his word. And that's so the word is like a lamp to us. In fact, in the word it says, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Now, to keep the lamps burning brightly, there were two things that the high priest needed to do every day. One was he would trim the wicks. See, the wick is the black part that sticks up. What it does is it soaks up olive oil from inside and brings the olive oil up so that the flame can burn it. But then gradually the wick gets too burnt up to be a good wick anymore, so he needs to take tongs and trim it off, trim off the burnt part, pull up a little bit more out of the lamp. And then the other thing he needed to do was he needed to keep putting more what in the lamp? What does it burn inside?
Wigs.
What were you going to say?
Olive oil.
Olive oil, that's right. Olive oil is what it burns. So what is that like for us? Trimming the wick for us is like reading the word regularly, often, a little bit every day. That way we really know, we're familiar with what the Lord teaches us in his word. And what's the olive oil? Do you know what that stands for? It's a beautiful golden color. Do you know what olive oil corresponds to? It's like gold, yes, right? Same kind of correspondence as gold. Yes? Love to the Lord, that's right. And how do we love the Lord? The Lord said, if you love me, what did he say? Do you know? Right, keep my commandments. So that's what the way we keep the lamp of the Lord's word burning brightly in our minds is when we read the word regularly and we do what the Lord says. That way, whenever we wonder, what does the Lord want me to do? The Lord will give us light and we will know what he wants us to do. Amen.